this evening. All right, I want to share with you about the Bible. Last time we talked about the Bible, right? And who hates this Bible? I know all of you like the Bible, right? But who hated it? Does anyone hate the Bible? Satan. Turn with me in the book of Revelation, chapter 12, verse 17. This should be our famous text here. Revelation 12, 17. You know, when Satan go make wars with Jesus Christ, and he can win that war, and so he going to come after his church, God's church. And at the very end time, he decided to attack God's church. Revelation 12, 17. And the dragon was enraged with the woman, which is the church. He went to make wars with the rest of her offspring who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. The commandments of God is written where? In the Bible. And if Satan took away the Bible away from us, how do we know the commandment? How do we know God's word? We need this Bible, this holy Bible that we have in our hand or on, what is that you have? The iPod or something like that? Or whatever you got, iPad, I'm not in technology. But anyway, you got everything. If we don't have the word of God, we don't know which way is right. We don't know which one is wrong. And so here it's coming. I talk about it. We talk about the Bible for the whole 1,000 years that this Bible has been trying to be destroyed. But Satan cannot do that. And now everyone have the Word of God. That should be a joy to us, right? You be joy that we have the Word of God. A long time ago, it just cost them 3 years of salary to get the Bible. And now you probably have 1 hour of work, you can get the Bible. Right? The devil still coming back. Now today is talking about science. All these scientists come up with different ideas. And now they attack the Bible. The people of God who educated, learn many things in science, start to have a critical mind. The term they came out with is historical critical method. They rip every single page and analyze every single word and see is valid. Does it make sense? Though all the miracle written in the Bible, does this really make sense? I'm surprised to me that many people, scholars, are coming out with this idea for the last 150 years. 150 years. Why has that happened? How many people know Bill Cosby? One time, this one lady came to him and said, "You know," he said, "Bill, I have a son with you." He was shocked. The whole news will come, break out, and talk about it. You heard about that, right? They talk about it. And I don't know how Mr. Cosby is going to handle about this issue. What can he say? Did he have a child with this young woman? Did people take his word or this young woman's word? Should he be silent? Just one incident, it destroyed his lifestyle. Just one incident, one speech, one word would change the whole scene. My friend, this is the Bible here. It's only take one person, one scientist, will bring the whole doubt of the world on this very Bible. This Bible able to stand for 2,000 years, and now the scientists came along to analyze it, and the world listened to the scientists more than God. That's sad, right? The attacks come to the Bible for the last 150 years. More and more. In 1750, rationalisms came about just before the French Revolution. And many scientists are critical about the sign is written in the Bible, that the Bible claimed to know more sign than the scientists at that time. And so they start to analyze and think about all this. They say Abraham and Joseph, all those characters in the Bible, is not true. We never seen that. And also the people, Hittite, written the Bible, they are strong as the Greeks. And they haven't heard about the Hittite. And so say, no way. 40 times the Bible mentioned about the people, Hittites, and they couldn't find any incident. And so they say, well, most of Old Testament is probably invalid. Well, the book of Daniel, they say the book of Daniel cannot know the future. Either the book of Daniel written later or just some makeup story. Now, Old Testament is not enough. They start attacking the New Testament. They go through the step of Old New Testament that they say that all the things in the New Testament mentioned about the culture, the incident, have nothing related with the culture of the Greeks and the Roman. No incident. And they start to critical about those things. On and on and on. From my personal experience that I visit many different denominations, they are Christian. The first 11 chapters of the book of Genesis don't believe it. They don't believe it. What is the first 11 chapter? You're talking about the creation. They don't believe in creation. 6-day creation. Today still debate on that. And if they don't believe literal day of creation, then the Sabbath loses meaning. All the way up until the worldwide flood, they could not believe that. Now, I'm speaking to you with the Christian mindset. They believe the Bible, but the first 11 chapters they believe is just maybe a fairy tale, maybe God teaching some abstract lesson in there. My friend, we know about the Bible, we study, but you might not know the world attacking the Bible continually. Who behind all that? Satan. Satan give power to some of the church, give power to the scientists, come to the point, attack the Word of God. But God will not give up. God will use people to help to see the truth. During the time of French Revolution, Napoleon would come out with some great idea. In order to find out, see the truth about the Bible, can the Bible stand on what it said? He started the excavation, and they later on will become a sign is called archaeology. Right? To find it's true or so forth, they start to dig up. And to find out is it true or not. Well, this is what they're finding. When they, in 1860, they don't believe it, the people Hittite, until 1893, they find out cities of Hittite underground. They find those. I said, couldn't believe it. The whole world of scientists disagree with it. They find those cities. And that city is very strong and took over Asia Minor, Syria, and even as strong as Egypt. They find all that. And they find the city, Babylon city, where Nebuchadnezzar say, this is my great city that I build? You know, when Nebuchadnezzar say this great city I build, he must be thinking about this is the greatest city on the whole earth, right? In order to say that, and they find that city. Now they start thinking about what about in the book of Daniel? And they start to study about it and learn about it. Amazing. A lot of things is so true about the Bible. I want to tell you with a man by the name of William Mitchell Ramsay. He are very critical on the book of Acts. And he don't believe the book of Acts have any truth whatsoever. He decided to follow the footsteps of Paul that written in the book of Acts. He walked everywhere, especially in Asia Minor, to find the culture that where Paul preached it. And he understand, tried to find the church that where Paul started. If all his finding for 50 years of his life, he devoted the rest of his life to study, to be critical about the book of Acts, and try to prove as the Bible is wrong. You know what he find out? He find out that Paul visit the city of Athens in the book of Acts chapter 17. Everything he said is true. Everywhere he visit is true. And he say, all the history that Luke have wrote in the book of Acts, all of them is true. After comparing all the history book and the book that Luke wrote, he said, everyone will come to taste it. It's true. 50 years of his life tried to be critical about that very book, and he said, it's true. How many of you spent 50 years trying to criticize about some of the part of the Bible? You know, when I grow up, I graduate from non-Adventist university. I learned about science. And I struggled in my mind that human been evolved from ape. I've been thinking about it, and all the sign word I read is so true. It makes sense. I don't know how to understand sign and also understand the word of God. Every museum I go visit, they describe about it. Take thousands of years, even millions of years. Things are evolved. But one thing I learned 10 years ago about science is not related much about the Bible, but about science. The medication came out as Fen-Phen. Those pharmacists know about it. When they first came out, everyone wanted to buy that in the family of Fen-Phen. That medication, if you drink, you will lose weight. If anyone lose weight without get on diet, you will lose weight if you drink this medicine. After 10 years, they find some problem. And some problem that will hurt your brain cell. They suddenly took all that medication off the shelf. That teach me a great lesson that science could be wrong. I'm not saying all wrong. It could be wrong. And take 10 years to find out about it. What happened to people who've been ticked for 10 years? Some of them maybe already passed away. Somebody probably paralyzed. Somebody probably have some problem. My friend, if science is wrong for those people who believe in science, they critical the Bible, they lose their faith on the Word of God. And not only that, they might lose their eternal life. And so I think about science. I have to study, but I have to compare with the Word of God to see it's right or wrong. And so here are some of the texts that you probably heard some of that I want to share with you. Open your Bible. There's a few texts I want you to turn to. Now, talk about sign. Did the Bible mention about sign, by the way? Yes. Don't think the Bible only mentioned about the spiritual thing, also mentioned about sign. Those who have Bible, please raise it up. Let's see if I know. You can raise your iPod, whatever, iPad. Okay. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 22. I'm going to go across here. Tracy, can you turn to Isaiah 40, 22? I'm going to have Jacqueline turn to Job chapter 26, verse 7. Jessica, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 41. And Tony, can I have you to do Job chapter 28, verse 25? And who else? Dylan, can I have you Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 6? Dylan, can you have Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 6? And I can have Andrew, Leviticus chapter 17, verse 11. Okay, Dylan, did I call your name? Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 6. Okay, I will repeat all of them one more time. And I can just, things short, I'm going to keep it short here. And Jeffrey, where's Jeffrey? Is Jeffrey here? Okay, he's in the back room. Maybe your brother take your place. Okay, Leviticus 15, 13. Okay, I'm going to repeat this. The first one, Isaiah 40, 22, that is Tracy. Second one is Job 26, verse 7, Jacqueline. Jessica, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 41. Tony, Job 28, verse 25. Dylan, Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 6. And Andrew, Leviticus chapter 17, verse 11. And Josh, Leviticus chapter 15, verse 13. All right, here, before you read the text, this is what science said. 150 years ago, only 150 years ago, it's not that long. This is a sign come out that the earth was flat 150 years ago. If you say the earth's otherwise than flat, you got your head cut off. That's how it is, okay? What happened? The Bible written 2,000 years ago. What does the Bible say? Isaiah 40, 22.
It is he who sits above the circle of the earth.
The circle of the earth. Thank you. The Bible say the circle of the earth. Now scientists come out of the long run, come out and say, how can it be circle? Now, I don't know about you. I walk for miles. I haven't seen this is circle. I see it's flat. You drive for what? A whole day, you still see flat. Right? How can it be circle? Now this 2,000 years ago. So the sign disagree with the Bible. Guess what now? What does sign believe? It's round. They travel around the earth. They even go to the moon. They look down. The earth is round. Is the Bible true? Yes. Override what signs say. Job chapter 26, verse 7. This is what they say. Signs say 150 years ago, the earth set on a large animal. I heard the earth say set on the large sea. Okay? For example, before you read it, if I have this ball, Can it hang around? Can it sit still? It's got to lie on somewhere. It put it on the table, right? Or put it on a book. The Bible says something about it. Job chapter 26, verse 7.
He stretches out the north over empty space.
Empty space. The earth is empty space. Hang on nothing. Okay? We know it's round. But how is round? Is it hang from a string? Is it have a pole to put the earth on? Or it's a flat surface. That's what everyone thinks. All the science think about it. But the Bible says 2,000 years ago, the earth is in the middle of the space. Now, if you're able to travel around the earth, it's nothing hanging. None. God does not have a string, you know, to pull that the earth up. No. Now, the Bible says 2,000 years ago, now science catch up what the Bible said. Right? Next thing that, this is what the science say. That the stars all look the same. Right? If you see the star in the naked eye, you see all the stars look the same. And that's what sign defined that. What does the Bible say? 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 41.
There is one glory of the sun, another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars, for one star differs from another star in glory.
All the stars are different. Are different. You and I might not believe it. Now today, science believe is totally different. Now someone tests me on this, say that, you know, all the leaves are different. And I came and check it out. I pick one leaf, I compare, I pick another leaf. After hundreds of leaves, I say, you know, all the leaves are different. Amazing. God created very unique. And so now science believe it. Yes, all the stars are different. Many years ago, airs, air, you know what you see air right now? You cannot see. There's no weight to it. I said, how much is this weight? There's no weight. That's what scientific define. What does the Bible say in Job chapter 28, verse 25?
To establish a weight for the wind and proportion the waters by measure.
The Bible said there's weight for the wind. There's weight. Until science today find out there's weight. They can measure it. My friend, I don't know about my science, but I heard that they say you can measure it. See, the Bible, people disagreed with the Bible 150 years ago. Now they believe the Bible mentioned about the sign is true about the weight of the air. What about wind? Now, if I'm standing here, right, the wind blow by, I can send the wind go straight. Right, the wind goes straight in one direction. That's what scientists believed 150 years ago. That's how wind are going. What does the Bible say, Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 6?
The winds go towards the south and turns around to the north. The winds whirl around continually and comes again on its circuit.
So the wind are circling, right? We don't see it. When I stand right there, it's going straight. But now you watch news, you look at the whole world, how the winds circle around. There's all direction. There's direction of wind moving. Okay, that's how atmosphere. But scientists just on now believe what the Bible have said before, 2,000 years ago. Do you see what I'm saying? Scientists, every single thing from the Bible now. Next one. Now, what about the sick people who have, blood? I heard 150 years ago, especially the history when they talk about health reform. If you are sick, you ask the physician come to your house, poke a needle into your vein, and suck as much poison blood out of the body. Okay? And some people, after that, they live. Many people die from it. Okay? And they thought about, if you're sick, something wrong with your blood, must be poison in there. Okay? And I'm telling you, the Asian community still mostly believe in that. When they see sick, they got to pull some blood out. And some of you probably heard of that. They scratch your front of head and or the back to try to get some blood out. And that's what many scientists believe. So some part of blood is bad. What does the Bible say? Leviticus chapter 17, verse 11. What is blood?
For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make atonement for your souls.
Okay, blood carry life. You know, if we don't have blood, the blood cannot nurture or sustain your body cell. It's very important. The blood is not bad. Of course, there's something impurity in the blood. We need to purify it, but you don't suck the blood out when you're sick. And those about health, those who are in this, many years ago, I mean, not many years, 100 years ago, they believe when you're sick, you close all the window. You know that? Because bad wind coming in, and you will catch flu. How many people hear that? How many hear that? Another thing, you know, when you close the window, guess what? There's no oxygen coming in. We need oxygen to stay healthy, right? So it's not to close the window. Another place, they say, if you're sick, do not come out the sunlight. Too much sun is not good for you. How many hear that? Guess what? Sun is helpful for you. Help you. Matter of fact, in one scientific incident in the hospital, you know hospital nowadays, they don't allow you to open window. You know that? They say they're afraid people jump off the hospital and suicide. And so they decided they have a window, but that's cannot be open. They find out the place next to the window where the sunlight come in, less bacteria grow than other place in the room. So just let you know, sunlight is very important. Okay? Science have been trying to prove something. They say different from the Bible, but the Bible says it's always true. Yes, we know blood, life in the blood. And you know, with our denomination, do we believe in transfer blood? Yes. Okay? Last week I just met an incident, met a lady, and they said, you know, 7 a.m., this maybe, I heard something weird thing about your denomination, that you don't accept transfer blood. Well, I say, you got wrong. Maybe that's a different denomination. You know, some people still have an idea of Seventh-day Adventist belief, those kind of things. But we know blood is important for our body. Next Bible text, one more, Josh. And this is what they do. 100 years ago, when the doctor, a physician, before they do surgery, and he's very busy, you know, he do surgery one patient and wash his hand and go to another person. Okay? And wash hand, we know, is important. I know that. They find out wash hand will not carry the germ or the virus or disease into another patient. But they never know about this. They assume if you have a pot or a vase of water, you wash your hand, that should be enough. That should be enough, clean it, right? But the Bible says it's different. Leviticus chapter 15, verse 13.
And when he who has a discharge is cleansed of his discharge, then he shall count for himself 7 days for his cleansing, wash his clothes and bathe his body in running water, then he shall be clean.
Wash your body or your hand on what? Running water. Running water. Another word, do not use that water again. See? So when you wash your hand on running water, all the germs wash away. If you have a vase, you know, a long time ago, remember, they have a vase, pour water, and you wash your hand and your face, and in there, it's good to do it in running water. And this is a Bible written a long time ago. And here's Sign been critical about that, and now Sign believe in it. So what does that mean? What does that mean to me? What does that mean to you? If there's a difference between the Bible and science, I will take the step with the Bible. Sooner or later, science will catch up to the Bible. Just give time. Just give time. I'm sharing this with young people. I'm sharing with many people who in university. Maybe the best prestigious university. You might learn many things. And maybe one of these days you probably come to the point you see science contradict with the Bible. And you and God have to wrestle with this. You have to learn. You have to fight. You have to learn. Many things in the Bible, I'm not saying that I know everything. Many things in the Bible, I'm still wrestle with it. Especially some of the prophecy line. I still don't understand. But you know what? God is a God of science. He created this universe. He created science. He knows the end from the beginning. And he created you and I. And he created the scientists. And that's why we have to let God be God. When he says the word of God, let us follow. We not follow blind faith. We have a mind. We have reason. God wants us to be reason. But God said, base my word on top of everything in this world. Everything. Everything. I want to share with you something as we end this. Last time I shared with you about the Bible, how important it is. Today I share with you the Bible, the sign, and then next time I will share with you the Bible and prophecy. But like I say, beginning of the sermon, say the devil hates this book. The devil will take this word away from you and send all the critical mind on this earth. For thousands of years, people don't have access to the Bible. Only those scholars can read the Bible, especially the Bible that time only translated into Latin. And if you are chosen, you can go to university to learn Latin. And if you don't, you've been chosen. And if you don't understand Latin, do not read the Bible, because it will bring a curse to you. And that go around the country, even many nations. And so our Bible has been took away. And matter of fact, those who read the Bible will be persecuted. We burn on at the stake. And guess what? So many years it took away for the Bible until the Reformation age. Then the Bible translate into common language. English, German, every language possible. It translates so much that now every single nation have the Bible in their own language. Now, one version is not enough. The devil behind his head, you know what? Let me give them more version because they love to read the Bible. And so now you have hundreds of different versions. Now, to me, that's fine. I don't care what version you read. I can bring you to Christ with the version you have. But the same come back and say, you know what? I don't know which version is right. Which one is wrong? Which one is right? When you ask, I don't know which one is right, this means you say some version is wrong. And so all that been going around, guess what? People start to quit about the Bible now. Maybe some part translate correct, other part translate incorrect. Now you start pick and choose. You see how it is? Matter of fact, people say, you know what? Some of the translation is not translated correctly from the original language. And people say, we don't have the original language script anymore. It's lost. And so people say, well, then how do we know it's right and wrong? Guess what? Just begin of the century, 20th century, in 1947. A young boy playing on the hill in the cave, and they find those jars. As he broke the jars, he find the roll of scroll in there. And they bring back to the village. The people learn, they read the ancient language. They find out that is a Bible. They find every single book of the Bible in that cave except Israel. Now, people are critical about the Old Testament. But now they find the scroll and now they testify the translation indeed correct. You know what I'm talking about? For 2,000 years, the devil tried to hide the word of God, even bring so many mind critical, even though you have the Bible now, you still not believe in it, or people don't believe it, until the Dead Sea Scroll come out. Now people see it's true. Now how do people, and I'm going to say, how do people find it? Why does that happen? Why does that happen? By the way, those who are students of the word of God, who hide those scrolls? That I've seen, right? The group I've seen. Who hide the scroll? You know the Hebrew script very well. Okay? I heard that Essene group. Now they was chased by an army. And those are the group who copy scroll. That's it. Copy one after another. Guess what? As they were chased by an army and they would destroy everything they have, guess what? They put the scroll into the cave and they hide it. And guess what? They ran off. And I heard as a story written that none of them are alive. That means you lose track, know where the scroll hide. For 2,000 years, no man on this earth know where the scroll hidden. But who know? God know. And God, why does God wait until now to let us know? He give due in time. When the whole world follows Satan, he will unfold the mystery. My friend, we serve a wonderful God. We serve a wonderful God. When we come to the point that we have doubt on God, on his word, he will unfold everything. Even sign today couldn't believe how God unfolded all this plan. My friend, we on a battleground. Good and evil with Satan and God. And we on God's side. And we have the sword. And to the end time, read it, choose it, digest every single word that we can be strong at the end time. And who will win the battle? As the book of Revelation said, God and his army. We have the word of God. And we don't keep for ourselves, just like the Waldensians. We go every single marketplace every highway and byway to share the truth through GLOW, to Bible study, to different track, different evangelistic meeting, so that the whole world know the Word of God until He come back again. May God bless each one of us.